Welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family for a Fun Friday.
You came out hot, bro.
I was ready because we are talking today about a Nerf war. So we're ready to have a battle.
Let the
battle.
Only the people watching on YouTube can enjoy our finger guns.
Let the battle begin. We're talking about how you can take a Nerf war and have a really fun time with your family. So y'all stay tuned. Hey, what's up, Beef Fam? Randall and Scarlett here. Welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family podcast.
This podcast is all about helping blended families strengthen relationships with their spouse and kids while growing their relationship with God, with new episodes every Monday and Friday.
Now, Monday mornings, we take one hot topic that seems to be a common issue in blended families. We end each episode with practical tools and tips that you can start using in your own family to create those stronger bonds.
And every Friday, we bring a little excitement to help jumpstart your weekend by providing fun ideas that you can use in your marriage and with your kids. Or hey, maybe it even just stirs up some other fun ideas to do with your family.
But the most important thing is, don't forget to enjoy the moment. Life is not just about the destination, it's about the journey. Now let's get started with today's episode.
All right, guys, I don't know if you have any kids that are really in to the Nerf guns or like all Nerf like
products or yeah. Nerf, just whatever.
All the Nerf stuff.
I like, don't know a kid who doesn't like it.
Yeah, because really it's not just a boy thing. Like we have one son in a house full of girls, and then there's Randall, obviously, is a dude.
I was like, wait a minute. Boys and girls, and then there's Randall. I'm what category?
Somewhere in there. But I always think of it as like a boy thing, but really everybody likes...
It's an everybody thing.
Everybody likes to have a good Nerf war. But our house was like fully stocked, mostly because of our son.
Yeah, Devin loved Nerf guns and anything Nerf. So he had a big collection.
You may not know this, but my mom and dad were like notorious for buying my kids things way before they were mature enough or the right age for it. So for...
Here you go, 1 year old.
For Devin's first
Here's a blender.
Birthday, he got this ginormous Nerf gun that like needed two hands. He was one. And he got this huge Nerf gun that took like, it was probably for a 10-year-old, but they got it for him. So I can just say it, probably that's when it birthed.
That birthed the Nerf gun love.
He had to wait so many years to be able to mature into that.
I remember back when our kids were younger and we took a lot of those Nerf guns that he had, because he had a lot, and so did the girls. The girls wanted Nerf guns too, so they kind of had their little battles and things from time to time. But I remember us just off a whim, we went into the Nerf gun collection, and we all kind of grabbed a gun each, a gun or two. You know how you got some of those that'll shoot like multiple darts, and then you got one that are just the single pop. So you always take one of those and have that like in your belt, you know, and you take the other ones that are like the automatics, like, and that's like your main ones that you're using. They're yeah. Choo-poo, choo-poo. You know, you can do stuff like that. You like my sound effects?
That was very good.
You got to have sound effects with when you're talking Nerf stuff. But we took those collections and we each kind of grabbed our arsenal, and then we loaded up with darts just wherever we could fit them, as many as we could fit them. And we went outside and we were running around the house. We were running inside the house.
Yes, and we were climbing trees.
We were climbing trees. Then sometimes you would hide around a corner and just kind of wait. And you wait for that opportune time of just to pop somebody. We had the most fun doing that. That was such a blast. We did. We laughed and laughed and... You know, those are just some of the fun memories that we were making together that, man, that was fun. That's fun stuff. So Nerf gun war, that's just a fun thing to do. Maybe your kids aren't into that, or maybe they haven't been, but maybe that's the thing you try out. Just go out and go get you a couple Nerf guns. They're kind of cheap, but you can get that and go have a Nerf off. you know, nerf off. And you can do it so many different ways. You can do like a full out battle. You can to where everybody's against everybody. You can team up. Mm-hmm. You can do a combination. I remember that day, and we've had many of them. We've done it quite a few times. But you start out all for all, like it's everybody against everybody. And then you start teaming up. Like some of the kids will be like, hey, we're on a team, and yada yada, we're on a team. And so then you start going after, and now you're going at it team member after team member. You know, that's fun too. So there's all different kinds of ways you can have these.
These are just one of those things, again, like our whole goal here on Fun Fridays is to share ideas with you that you can do with your family, because we totally believe with our entire hearts that the more fun that you have together, the more stronger your relationships are going to be. You're going to grow closer to each other. The more you can let loose and laugh. And these are just one of those opportunities of doing a Nerf War where you're just letting loose of the day-to-day life, like running around and everything, and just having fun together. And like he's saying, when you're teaming up like this and teaming up with your stepchild or your, you know, or with your biological child, like the grown-ups against kids, all these different combinations, it just creates these memories that last for forever. I remember then, and that was in our old house, but we've done it again here in what we call our new house, and it's been what, 7 or 8 years. It's not a new house anymore, but to us it is. But then you find bullets like everywhere for weeks after that. You think you've cleaned them all up, and then you're like pulling them out. And every time we would find one and we would hold one up, we would like tell the kids like, oh my gosh, look, I just found a bullet behind, and then like name where it was at. And everybody will start laughing because it reminds us of that moment.
I used to call them lawnmower food, because as I'm on the yard, it's like, what was that? And it's like a chopped up Nerf dart. So it was fun. But man, I'm telling you, the kids especially love it when it's parents versus kids. Mm-hmm. Oh, they love that because they want to whoop some parent butt. They want to take the parents down. And us as parents, we're like, oh no, we are like old dogs. We're good at this stuff.
Well, I'm kind of scared when it comes to this kind of stuff.
She does. She doesn't like things flying at her.
I don't. Or being like if you're hiding, you know, and like someone's coming at you, it's like, yeah. It just freaks me out.
So some tips. If you do this, safety glasses. That's always a cool thing to do. But get some safety glasses for everybody. That way no one gets hit in the eye, because a good shot to the eye could really be a mood killer.
Yeah, put in some rules beforehand, like, as you know, at least try to put in some rules beforehand, yeah, as far as like not shooting the face and not like being directly on them, because you know they're darts, but if you have some sensitive folk,
and sometimes things get heated up. I mean, sometimes you get into intense competitions, so that's another tip, is if you know that your kids or you get very aggressive whenever you're doing these types, mm-hmm, of things, and maybe have some ways to where you can simmer things down, not make it as competitive. If you have someone who, like one of your kids, might be a little bit more sensitive to getting hit or things of that, you know, put up some little ground rules or team up on them and pull them in on your team or something like that, right? So you're kind of working around a couple of those things that you might see, just so that everyone's having fun and it doesn't end up that everybody's crying at the end of it.
But hey, even those make fond memories.
They do. They really do. Yeah. But that's just it's a fun thing to do together as a family, to do with your kids. It's one of those cheaper things to where, especially if you already have the stuff, just go out and have a, you know, surprise them. Go get one of their guns and load it up and say, game on. You know, and say, I'll meet y'all outside. Oh, watch your kids run. They'll be running to those guns and headed outside. And I'm telling you, those are some just great memories that you will make and they will love. So
yeah, and we like were already planning on talking about this. And a lot of these dates that we talk about are in our 180 dates ideas for you to do with your family, that you can make your date night buckets. And so we were taking a lot of the ideas of there to talk with you guys on these Fun Fridays. And then we happened to scratch this off on our adventure challenge book. And so it became like us doing it as a couple. And that was a lot of fun.
Hey, we'll be back momentarily. Check out this announcement.
Hey, B-Fam, if you're looking for some fun, out-of-the-box date night ideas, you've got to check out the Adventure Challenge. They have books for couples, family, friends, and even solo adventures. So get one for you and your family, or they make a great gift idea.
Yeah, we really enjoy their products and just all the out-of-the-box things, so we decided to become affiliates with them just to share their products with you. We have an affiliate link that you can use below. So at checkout, use the promo code ENJOYTHEMOMENT for 10% off of your total purchase. This is just another way for you to be able to enjoy the moment. So back to our episode.
I was pleasantly surprised at how much fun, and they were doing like a Mr. and Miss Smith where we
that old
dinner.
Movie, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie,
yes.
So, where they were pitted against each other. So that was fun. We got the single gun, so you know, we doof, and then you got to reload. Doof.
But, well, it was cool though, because I went on Amazon and ordered these because I wasn't trying to spend a whole lot of money. We don't have our collection of Nerf guns like we used to because now the kids are older and we end up getting rid of all of them. And so I just went on and found a couple, like a 2-pack. For $20, but it came with all of these darts to go along with it that had like a
wrist band that holds darts.
Little holster, and you could like load them all up. And so we were having a good time. Like we loaded them all up, and we had dinner, and you set like a timer. So just in case you're wanting to do this as a couple, I'll give you a little hint. You set a timer for like 30 minutes, and then you sit down to eat dinner with each other, but you can't see the timer. It's like somewhere else. So you're just sitting there talking, having conversation. We did it over candlelight just to make it a little bit more special and romantic. And then the timer goes off. You don't really know when, except when Randall went to the restroom, I did look at the timer to see if it was going off because I don't like to be shocked or surprised like that all the time. So I looked, I knew it was coming like soon. And like during that time, like that you're getting like all ready for the date, you hide your Nerf.
You hide your Nerf gun
somewhere
with your
in
darts
the house.
That the other doesn't know. And so, yeah, you hide it. Once that timer goes off, then it's a race. You go get your gun and then you're shooting at each other. So, yeah, that was a fun, that was an adventure challenge scratch off. That was the in bed edition. So that's more couple based to bring that intimacy / earmuffs, sexual stuff for married couples.
I thought we weren't going to say that.
Yeah, well, we were, and we did. That's just what we do.
I was going to keep it PG. I told you that we were going to keep it PG.
But okay. It's fun things that you can do as a couple. And yeah, you shoot them at each other and you're just kind of having a fun night. If you do the embed, maybe go back and listen to the embed episode that we had. We go a little more in detail on that one because it does get a little bit more R-rated. So that's really fun for married couples and stuff. But just as a couple shooting at each other.
It was so funny because like my darts were not shooting very well. I thought I had a malfunctioned gun, and then he taught me.
We're like halfway in, you know, I've already hit her a few times, and she goes and she loads hers, and I'm just standing there now, and
like,
she's pointing, and
just
boom, and it's straight to the ground. It's like, all right, hold on, let me show you. So I showed her how to load it properly, and what does she do as I'm walking off? Pow, pops me.
Yeah, so then I was like, game on. Now I was able, because before we have a 2-story house, and so before, like, he's downstairs and I'm upstairs and I'm trying to shoot him, and Myron landing like halfway down the stairs, and his are coming all the way at me, shooting me. And I'm like, what the heck? But I just got a little impatient and I didn't try my gun out first. And so I wasn't pushing the darts in good enough. But once I learned how, because he taught me, then.
Oh, it was game on. It was close competition. So
sure
we had a lot of fun with that. So yeah, just as a couple thing, that's something that we would have never thought to do together, just me and her,
yeah,
in an empty house alone. We just had the house to ourselves that night. So we got some Nerf guns and had our Nerf war just us two. So
yeah. There,
you can do it that way as well and make a fun couples date night. Or not couples, you don't want to invite other couples, or maybe you do.
maybe
it's more like you bring a bunch of other couples and it's just like an adult Nerf war. So you can do that as well too. So you have fun with it. That's just a fun way to bring everybody together, create a lot of laughs, because you will laugh and laugh. So that's man, I still, every time I think about us doing it, every time we do it, I just kind of laugh to myself. So that was just some good fun, good stuff.
Good
so Nerf
fun.
War, man, go have yourself a Nerf War this weekend, or add it to your repertoire of things that you start doing with your family, and then maybe you and your spouse go and have your own little Nerf War later. So there it is. Try that out. If you haven't done it, do it. If you have done it, do it again. So it's really
fun. Make it a thing. And just in case you were wondering, like if you're like, what's, you know, the Venture Challenge book that we were talking about, like we always put that link in there. We are affiliates with them so that if you use the code, it gives you a percentage off, and then we get a little percentage there too. So,
but check them out. They have
check
a
it
lot.
Out. So many ideas.
They have a lot of fun stuff. So we love them. That's why we talk about them. So other than that, have fun with Nerf guns. We'll see you later, guys.
Bye. Hey, thanks for joining us for another fun Friday here at Enjoying Your Blended Family. All the links we talked about today are in the show notes. And if you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe because it's free and it lets you know when we have another episode out for you to listen to.
And if you don't mind helping us out so we can start reaching more people, leave us a rating and review. You never know when we'll give you a shout out. Until next time, have fun being intentional and remember to enjoy the moment.